Welcome to the Married to Bravo podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Jolene Lunzer-Hernandez.
And I'm Chell Hernandez.
Chell, welcome back.
Thanks.
I'm so excited. You guys, if you've never listened to the Married to Bravo podcast before, Chell and I are both married to each other. We're comedians. We live in West Hollywood, California.
Correct.
I usually say Los Angeles, but to be specific, West Hollywood, California.
I think the correct name is Vanderpump Rules Land.
Yes, we live in Vanderpump Rules Land, you guys. And I love Bravo, and Chell
hates it still.
But unfortunately for Chell, when he married me, he also married Bravo.
But he was able to get out of Atlanta.
Can you believe it? So if you guys haven't checked it out before, because some people only like certain franchises of Housewives.
Got it.
I am covering Atlanta without Chell with my friend Jason.
You're cheating on me.
I'm cheating on you with Jason. Just podcast cheating.
Okay. It's nothing, okay with me.
Yep. It's nothing. When people would say it's not below the belt. It's not over the microphone.
I never assumed anything else.
Well, I'm trying to make a cool podcast reference to it. Like, it's not over the microphone. Like, we're behind the microphone.
Got it.
I don't. Okay, that wasn't that clever. But Jason is our Southern correspondent. He's my friend, fellow comedian, and we are catching up and covering Atlanta. And it's been a lot of fun, but I miss you.
Thanks.
Because you're my favorite. Don't tell Jason.
I won't.
And if he's listening, sarsies.
I'm just texting him right now.
You're like, I'm number one. So this is our podcast, you guys, and we break down episodes of The Real Housewives. Before we get started, Chell, do you have a couple admin maintenance things to
do? Sure. Why don't you, not you, Jolene, but you, the listener, follow us on social media at Married2Bravo. That's Married2Bravo on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. We're dropping hot memes. And if you haven't already, please rate and review us on iTunes. We really appreciate it, and it only helps us gather more Bravo fans.
Yeah, subscribe to us too. We always forget to say subscribe on iTunes.
Does that matter? I don't know if that matters.
It's just cool because then I think it automatically pops up in your queue.
I subscribe to a cool jazz podcast that I think is really cool. So I guess, yes, if you really think
we're
cool.
Do you subscribe to Married to Bravo?
Yeah.
Chell, you don't.
Yes, I do. I'm subscribing right now.
Oh my gosh. I can't
believe.
Oh my
God, you got 50 episodes I have to catch up on.
So we're back. We're back as a married couple covering The Real Housewives of New Jersey. And like Chell said, follow us on social media. And Chell, I think I talked to Jason about this on our Atlanta portion of the podcast, but I didn't tell you. Deco.
You're podcast pregnant.
What? I'm not podcast pregnant. Oh, I'm totally on the podcast pill.
Got it.
Deco.
Dodged a podcast bullet.
Has been commenting on some of our memes.
Is he DMing you?
Regarding OC. That's what Jason said too. Boys go right to the DM. No.
Okay. Good.
It's not going down in the DM.
Got it.
He's got Peggy.
Let me see your phone.
She's pretty. She's gorgeous. So.
Oh my God. There's so many dick pics.
Deco dick pics. That'd be interesting. No, I just think like Deco's on Insta a lot and he's really got Peggy's back, which is cute and everything, but also I think it's that their first year into reality TV that he's gonna get exhausted, because I've been posting them hot memes like you say, and I have a couple about Peggy and none of them are really mean-spirited. It's just silly memes. And the recent one,
yeah, that one that where you're like, Peggy, I hope you die, that wasn't mean at all.
No, I would
that wasn't a real
people
meme.
Are gonna think that's a real meme.
That wasn't a real meme.
No, I did a silly one, like Peggy was
fired
because there's rumors that she got fired, so I go, fired, what's fired, I'm not on fire, like just super silly.
And you'll have to find out the rest if you go to our social media, Married
that
to
was
Bravo.
It but there's more. Okay.
You have to leave them wanting
Sorry,
more. Wasn't there more to that post, Joe? There was more, right?
Yeah.
Got it.
It was so hot. It's burning my eyes and my fingers and my lips thinking about it.
I think that's the podcast gonorrhea.
Oh my gosh. This is going to be an ongoing joke. I can tell. Listen, if you would have wanted to take on another podcast, I would have gladly stayed with my husband. But you can't keep up with my... You don't have the stamina, Joe.
No, sorry. I got a podcast vasectomy.
I had to get myself a younger Southern dude.
That's
he
okay.
can barely keep up either. So both of you are basically on the same page. Jason just said to me today, he's like, how can you do all these podcasts? I'm like, I love it. I love the people that listen to us. I love when they reach out to us. And I love Bravo.
Yeah.
So that's how I can do it. Anyways, Deco posted that he liked the meme, but only if it was in, it was not meant to be mean. And so I reassured him it wasn't. And I'm thinking, I'm sitting here having a conversation with Deco. It was very interesting.
Well, that's cool. Well, if Deco likes them, then you would like them too. So follow us on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, at Married2Bravo, Married2Bravo. Instagram, Facebook, Twitter.
It feels good to get back into Jersey. You guys, we have been a little behind because Chell's been doing a crazy amount of shows and directing. And so we're just getting caught up. So we appreciate your patience in waiting. But we just watched The Real Housewives of New Jersey, Season 8, Episode 8. It's an 8-8.
Awesome.
It was Walking on Broken Glass.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
So this scene started off with... That it went right back into Siggy's retreat, and it got to the part we wanted, which was the act outs.
Yeah.
So we see Siggy and Margaret, and Margaret's crying and being soggy flicker.
Which is hilarious.
It's hilarious.
Everyone agrees.
Everyone's looking around and watching and thinking, oh, what's going to happen? But Siggy ends up taking it really well.
Yeah, she does. And she takes it well, and she does a great impression of Marge by pulling her hair to the side with pigtails.
I know. Her impression wasn't great, but the pigtail holding thing is funny.
Yeah, that was great.
And then Melissa and Siggy had their moment. I thought Melissa did great when she's like, you took the cake. Well, she said something that she was kicking her legs up in the air like, what did she say? You took the cake or you kicked the something about the cake.
Yeah. It was funny, though, that she was laying on the floor doing it.
Yeah. And she described it perfectly, what it felt like for her. You invite her to a party. She's all by herself. You're like, hi, this is my friend Melissa. She's a complete asshole. Mm-hmm. She threw a cake that I got for her.
Yeah.
So I think Siggy was maybe able to see that. Yeah.
Maybe.
That was kind of a dick move.
And then Danielle got her turn, and everyone thought Dolores was going to get picked.
Ooh, I was just watching Dolores.
Were you hoping Dolores got picked?
Yeah. Yeah, of course.
You want to see Dolores
Yes.
picked. But she ended up chickening out and calling on Teresa.
I don't even know. It could have been a chicken out.
But even Teresa's like, what did I do?
I know. And that's some old 2009 wounds.
Oh, yeah.
And when Danielle was explaining it, when Teresa flipped the table and called her a prostitution whore in front of her kids, like, that is a low blow. But it seemed like in Dolores' confessional, she was saying, Danielle's going to milk this and blame that for everything that went wrong in her life. And I think Dolores is spot on. And again, Dolores said, Teresa's got to watch out for Danielle. And I agree.
Yeah.
But Teresa took it well. But you could tell when Danielle asked if she would apologize to her daughters. Teresa goes, well, if they need that, I guess. Yeah. It's going to be awkward.
Yeah. Only 4 more episodes to find out if Danielle switches sides. I don't think she will.
Switch sides on Teresa?
Yeah,
no.
She goes to the dark side.
I don't think she's going to.
No, I don't
think
she will.
And would
you say watch out for her, but I don't think she'll.
Oh,
do
I think
anything.
Down the road. This season, no.
Oh,
she's
yeah.
more. But I mean, you got to be careful. We're seeing more and more as episodes go on of Danielle's pot stirring.
Oh, yeah?
So.
She's a pot stirrer.
She's got to get in that. She's not just a friend of the cast. She needs to get back in the cast.
By the way, pot stirrer makes me feel like dim sum. But anyways, I
digress. Dim sum's delicious. We're always hungry when we do this podcast. But they all seem to, you know, make up. And Teresa quoted an Italian saying that, you know, it's what people say, you know, can hurt people. She said there's an Italian saying that says the tongue breaks bones.
Yeah.
And I think it's true.
Yeah.
Sometimes saying stuff is worse than getting hit.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I don't know.
No, I think that's true. I think that the Italians, or at least the New Jersey housewives, it's all about words, and words are very damaging.
Ooh.
And if you go against one person once, it's like that's your history with them, and then they just write you off.
Exactly. And they all have those daggers for tongues.
Yeah, and words break loyalty easily.
Yeah, loyalty, loyalty, loyalty. Okay. Joe and Melania are the next scene, and they're at the raceway. What did you think of this scene?
I liked it. I like that Joe's reaching out to his nieces in a time of need, especially when they don't have a dad.
He's like a really good uncle.
Yeah, he is.
And I've never found Joe like cute before, really. But this season, I'm finding him cute. Maybe it's because he's like vulnerable.
And you want to have kids, so.
I do. And he's a baby maker.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And he's like really nice to kids, so your ovaries are crying.
I know. It's like I have these moments where I'm like, I need to have a baby. And then the next day, I'm like, I don't know. Maybe I'm okay.
Yeah.
But the moments when I need to have a baby is when I'm watching Joe Gorgonzola.
Hey, if you need to have a baby, just baby me. Just like massage my feet and like make me feel good.
You don't massage baby's feet. Have you seen people parent before? There's not a lot of baby foot massages.
Just order me a baby pizza. We'll be good.
I would have to like breastfeed you, burp you, and change your diaper.
Something about touching your boobs sounds okay with me.
Oh my gosh.
Plus I poop myself and you clean it? Yeah.
Oh, this
talking.
Is a really bad deal for me. So that's why I need a baby daddy. So you're going to have to be the baby and baby daddy yourself.
Got
change
it.
Your own diaper.
Got it.
You would come potty trained.
Got it.
So they had a sweet scene, and You know, he just, I liked that Joe went to her and said, you don't have to be the tough girl. You can cry and that doesn't make you weak.
Yeah, but he said it like Joe Pacino.
Or Al Pacino or
no, Joe Pacino.
Who's Joe Pacino?
He was in all those movies.
I don't think his name is Joe Pacino.
His name's Joe Pacino?
No, it isn't.
Yeah.
Are you talking about Joe Pesci?
No, I'm talking about Joe Pacino.
Oh, okay.
You're thinking about Al Pesci.
Oh my gosh, Joe. You are the best at combining two different people together and creating this super actor no one's heard of except for you.
You never seen My Cousin Vinny with Al Pesci?
No, you never seen My Aunt Vivian? Never seen that movie?
That was a really good joke.
You never seen Good Ladies?
You should keep working on it.
Instead of Good Fellas?
Oh, that's where that came from.
Oh, my goodness. So that was a sweet scene. Then we go back to the retreat. And it's another exercise of the retreat that just the ladies are putting in mm-hmm. and participating in. It's like
where they all opening up.
Yeah.
I like that they all opened up. I was hoping that Dolores would open up, but I think she's a closed book.
Well, I think Dolores will open up, but I think this is asking a lot of her. And I feel that if Dolores didn't already feel judged with the whole Frank moving back in and a couple episodes ago when all the women were questioning, I think she'd trust them more. But right now, she doesn't want to open up in front of Danielle because they were throwing shit in her face.
Oh, that's what it was.
So I think she closed up because of that. Because I am getting the biggest girl crush on Dolores.
You
now.
Like Dolores?
Oh, I love her. What?
Too loyal to a wrong person.
She's beautiful. She's strong. She's tough. And even if she's not necessarily, you know, picking the right fights all the time, there's just something about her. She's powerful. I like her. She started up Siggy's butt and I was like, oh, we're not going to be that Dolores, because I liked her last season, but she wasn't that last season.
Yeah.
So I think that's something she fell into.
Well, I'm just coming into this season, so that's how I see her.
I have a Dolores crush. I can't help it. I, you know, the Frank thing in the beginning, I was like, beat it, Frank. But the more Frank's on, the more I'm like, he's making some sense.
Oh, yeah?
You know.
Yeah, that's how he talked himself back into the house.
He's doing it on me.
Yeah. He's like, look, you got a kid. It's my kid, too. And he's probably taking advantage of you, so let me move back in rent free.
It's like, I get that Frank Catania was, you know, the guy that cheated and left his family, and I should very much dislike him because I feel that way about David Bedore. But I feel time has passed. Ooh. David, Shannon's husband.
Got
from OC.
Thanks.
Sorry, you checked out of OC. You were so happy that
was done. I
don't
have room in my brain for these names.
Okay, well, you know how much I don't like Ninja Warrior, Spartan guy, David Bedore.
Yeah, that's
better. I should feel the same way about Frank, and I did in the beginning, but...
He came back.
He came back now, and
he's trying.
And Dolores is smart, and if that's what's best for their family, then, you know, power to them. But I just felt Shannon was being more mentally abused by David, so that's the difference. I'm trying to justify it to myself.
Frank is not mentally abusing David Bedore is mentally
Yeah,
busy.
He was just being a dick.
Got it.
And I just don't think he had Shannon's best interest at heart.
Got it. I think we lost 5 listeners because they're like, oh, see, I'm over that.
Okay, sorry. We're not. But, you know, it's the Housewives as a whole sometimes.
I like that Margaret opened up. Did you like that?
Yeah.
She opened up to everybody.
She
instead
did.
Instead of just one person.
And I think it's important for them to know her story, her being the new housewife. And I think they'll have a lot of empathy for her because her situation is shitty because... She did make a bad decision to cheat and leave your family. Yeah. But you know what? Sometimes it happens. And if her and the husband can figure it out, we don't know the specifics. It's not like how we watched, going back to OC, Shannon and David. We don't know really what was happening. But it seems like her and her ex worked it out. You now just wish the kids would. But, you know, it's a decision she made. And it might be one that ruins her relationship with them for the rest of her life. And that's something that's going to be hard to live with. And it seems like it has been because it's been 6 years since they've talked to her. And I just really feel for her.
Well, maybe we don't know the whole story. Like maybe she cheated on the kids. Like there was another family that she went to go hang out with and stuff.
Yes, probably.
And that's why they hurt the most.
There was kid. Yeah. Yeah. She was like, you're my daughter. And like, wait a minute. I thought I was your stepdaughter.
I'm going to Disneyland.
And then Teresa opened up a little bit. You know, she, like Melissa said, it's more than she usually opens up. She wasn't willing to put all the blame on Joe,
mm-hmm.
Or to like necessarily call him out. But it seemed like she was opening up, but then she pulled a classic Teresa move. This classic, right? As she's saying it, she's like, but you know what? You got to move on and forget about the past. No. This is the problem, Teresa. You have to process these things. You can't just push them down and forget about them. Like, yeah, that happened, but I'm going to move on and forget about it. You're not forgetting about it. You're going to harbor resentment toward this man. And we find out later that this is happening. You know, like there is resentment building. How could it not?
Yeah.
She loses her mother. She feels Joe's responsible for putting them in that situation. Granted, you know, she should take responsibility too, but Joe's done a lot of wrong to her.
Yeah.
And I think she's pushed it down a long time. And I think this losing of her mom, this loss, is the thing that's going to be the tipping point.
He did say, my bitch of a wife.
You saw the clip. It was bad, right?
Yeah, that was on the next episode.
And he called her the C word.
I didn't hear that part.
Because they beep it out. But in the original one, they had the C with the...
I'll have to watch the scene to make a final decision. Because she could have been, you know, being very rude to him.
Chell. Don't even do that.
It's a joke. It's a joke. All I'm a comedian. Right. I live in Los Angeles. Oof. You love the podcast.
West Hollywood. And then, yeah, Dolores decides to just share that she's
I have a dog show.
I loved what a boss Dolores was when they came into that room and she was sitting and she just looked so cute. And she had her dress and she was just like, she had her boots and she's just like kind of sitting on the chair, just like she's an ultimate gangster. I loved it. I'm so girl crushing on Dolores. I didn't think I would.
Whose kids died though in the car or something like that?
Oh, horrible. Kim D, who owns Posh.
Her kid.
Her son's friends. Borrowed her son's car.
Oh, that shit's ridiculous.
Yeah. So that was some ridiculous shit.
There's
for sure.
some mob shit going on.
Right? And their bodies were burned. Ugh, I don't even
that's
talk
totally
about
mob
it.
Hit.
Yeah, I don't want that coming back at us. So let's move on.
Okay, you don't want to get hit by. Oh, no. Oh, that's Tilly.
Producer Tilly has. Oh, she's here. Welcome to the show, Producer Tilly. She
Hi, Tilly.
Hasn't been around.
Jen. Save me.
So then we go to. Siggy and Teresa.
Call for help.
And we find out.
Meow.
That. Very funny, Joe. We find out that Teresa hasn't seen Joe in 3 months.
Well, they had the big trip to Puerto Rico. And
listen, this is not like Teresa.
Oh, it's
She's
not?
Stand by your man to the end. I'm yeah. telling you, the loss of her mother has woken her up. I really do think so.
She woke now.
She's woke. And she's, you don't go, and the way she said it, I think it's been longer than 3 months because she didn't even remember. If that's your husband, he's in prison, and you're real worried about it, you know the days, the hours. But if you're mad, you stop keeping track.
Got it.
If you're, I think Teresa's over it. And I wish she'd admit it. And I think that would... you know, take away a lot of the drama this season.
Yeah.
Because I think there might be a side piece.
Oh, you want there to be a side piece?
Yes. I mean, for their family's sake, for the girl's sake, it's hard because she's married and, you know, it's their dad. But for Teresa, I want her to get out and explore someone
Other
who's going
to
appreciate her.
Got it.
Because Joe Jujitsu, he's no good.
Yeah, Teresa, if you're listening, go explore others' bodies.
Just find someone who respects you and is not going to treat you like that. And
Or get a cat.
But not
They're
Producer Tilly because
they
she's ours.
You.
And then Siggy decides to tell Teresa about her ass pellets and share with us, again, information we don't need to know about how she's just banging Michael Campanella.
Teresa's a clown. Sorry, not Teresa. Siggy's a clown.
What do you mean?
Like, she's always like, everyone just opened up and it's like private. And then she's like, I got pellets in my ass. Now I have sex all the time.
Oh, so you think she's clowning? She's just like trying to be the...
She's not like opening up.
No. Not even really in her retreat. Because she opened up about being teased for her name, but...
Wasn't it Danielle that said that she needed to make sure that she got... friendly with Marge, so it shows that her retreat works in some way.
Ooh, she was using Marge as a marketing tool.
Yeah.
Yes, I do remember Danielle saying that. Danielle was reading her pretty well.
So you think that is a correct assessment?
I think that could be partially true.
100% true or 98%
well,
true?
Well, coming at how she quickly flips on Margaret the minute Margaret says something she doesn't agree with, that's pretty true. You know? Because she's very much, she'll flip on Margaret. She'll be like, we're friends. And then she's like, oh, no, we're not because she said this and I don't like it.
Yeah.
And in friendships, your friends sometimes are going to say things that you don't like, but that doesn't mean they're not your friends. You can't flip on them every time they say something you don't like.
Can't flip on them. I agree.
Then we go to the dog charity event.
The dog show.
Danielle, I said, I wrote a note in here, Danielle stir in the pot. And I think the stir in the pot was telling Margaret.
Yeah, of course.
You know, because she's like, Margaret took it as, I think Danielle's sticking up for me. She's looking out for me. She's been around these women. I haven't.
Yeah.
Maybe.
This could be like, hey, this is your warning.
Yeah. And then Melissa couldn't...
I thought she was friends with Siggy for longer, though. Maybe they're just acquaintances.
Who, Margaret?
Siggy brought Margaret into
Siggy
the group.
Brought Margaret, but they didn't necessarily know each other because it's Siggy knew Margaret through a woman that went to all Siggy's speaking engagements and went through her program or whatever. That's how she knew her. Mm. But they weren't like hanging out besties. They just got introduced, and I think it's like, oh, okay, you'd be great for the show.
Got it.
Melissa kept saying how she should have brought her dog. Yeah, it's a dog event, Melissa. She just kept saying it.
Yeah, she's silly.
But she brought her kid.
Where are you going? Dog show. You want to bring the dogs? No, I don't think they'll have dogs there.
Yeah, I'm going to bring the kids. Normally, they don't bring the kids' place, so it's interesting that she picked the dog show and everyone brings their dog.
Maybe her kids are the dogs.
Bring her kid. Who knows? And then the conversation came up for the first time about the Posh Fashion Show,
mm-hmm.
and how Dolores and Siggy are going to it.
So do you think they should go or no?
It's a hard one because I think at first I'm like, yeah, it's a charity. Totally a charity. But the more it went on and the more shit Kim D was talking, I think that they should have probably not went.
Yeah. I agree.
Still given, but said, you know what? I can't have you saying these things about my friend.
Yeah.
Do I think Teresa would do... I'm so mixed about this. Because do I think Teresa would do the same for Dolores and Siggy? I don't know. Because we see in flashbacks, and it's more in next episode, that we saw Teresa was good friends with Kim D for a long time. And she even went with her to kind of take down her own sister-in-law, Melissa.
Ooh.
And now she wants Melissa all up on her side. And Teresa keeps saying, she went after me. It's so rude. But then in the flashbacks, it's like, but she went after your sister-in-law first. Called your brother garbage. Said the kids were garbage. And called your sister, told her she was a stripper and a prostitute. Mm-hmm. Was making up lies. So why now only that? This is how it is with Teresa. When it's turned on her, she's able to see it.
Yeah.
But before, she wasn't getting along with Melissa, so she was okay rolling with Kim D. So it's a little hypocritical of Teresa to ask them. And I think this is where I stand with Dolores. I think Dolores is a good friend because Dolores has seen Teresa flip-flop with people. She's probably like, you want me to not do this show and not talk to Kim D, who I've known as long as I've known you, because she's talking crap about you. But you still hung with Kim D when she was talking crap about your sister-in-law. So how do I know I stopped being friends with Kim D and tomorrow you're friends with her? Mm-hmm. Dolores wants to stay Switzerland because they're always moving and fighting.
Yeah.
And she's like, you know what? You two are two of a kind.
That
really?
Makes sense.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
It's just more Dolores love coming out of me. Margaret then takes Melissa to her showroom. What did you think of that?
Oh, it was nice that Margaret was like, let me take you under my wing, and this is what I'm doing, and let's go to Milan.
I know.
Yeah.
I was surprised Melissa said she had never been to Italy, being married to like an Italian.
Well, she has lots of kids.
But they go on lots of fancy trips.
Yeah. Well,
and Joe's been,
Europe.
Teresa's been. I'm pretty sure.
Really?
Well, maybe it was the housewives. Maybe she wasn't on Jersey yet when they all went to Italy because there was a trip.
Oh, maybe that was
it. So maybe that was it. Yeah. But I thought for sure Joe would have taken her there.
Or she was taking care of the kids at the time or something.
But you know, it's the same. I guess it's the same for me because I'm thinking, well, Joe's parents are immigrants from Italy. You'd think he'd take her there. But your parents immigrated from Mexico and I still haven't been to that area of Mexico. But I've been to Mexico.
Your choice.
It is not my choice.
Yeah, I go, you choose to lose Spanish, we can choose to go.
What'd you say?
If you choose to learn Spanish, we can choose to go.
I'm trying to learn Spanish. It's hard when you're an older woman now. I should have taken Spanish in school, but I took French thinking they were going to take over the world. And they never did.
What do you think, Tilly?
I could hear
Good
her purring.
Point. Good point.
So Melissa seems really happy that she's got Margaret to kind of mentor her.
Yeah, and extend her fashion because I think that she's worried about her business and she wants to get better at it. And that's always an amicable thing to like about somebody is that they want it better themselves.
Admirable?
Admirable, oh, yes, sorry.
I was like, amicable.
Sorry, I'm just getting sleepy, sorry.
No, that's totally fine. I am just asking for clarification.
Thank you.
That's all, Chum. So then we go to the posh store, and it's...
Kim D talking some major shit.
And Dolores and Siggy are trying
Siggy's
on clothes.
Siggy's defending there.
They were defending. They weren't being bad friends.
No. So, like, if I went to somebody's house and they started saying things about you, I could be like, I don't say that about Jolene. That would be like, I'm defending you. And I think that that's what Siggy and Dolores really did.
Well, as my husband, I hope you would be like, you better be quiet or you're going to get slapped.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to slap your ass. You did a great job.
No.
Mm-mm. Not that kind of slap.
Nah.
You want to go slap some hams? I bought a ham for Christmas dinner and we can slap the ham.
No. Wrong again.
Okay.
Try again.
Stop talking about my wife.
Good. That's good.
Yeah.
That's perfect.
That's good
Just
for me.
Go with that because, you know, we don't want to encourage violence.
Got it.
Against hams or asses. So what did you think about the outfits they tried on?
Hams or asses. I think the outfits look great, but I don't like Kim D. She seems like a troublemaker.
Right?
She seems like Danielle if Danielle was blonde.
Yeah, she's way more cutting than Danielle's been.
Yeah.
You do not want Kim D on your bad side.
No.
But I'm surprised they haven't given Kim D a housewife title, but it's since day one.
It's mobster stuff.
She's been on there.
She's probably been offered, but she said no because of mobster stuff.
I don't think she'd say no. I think that Bravo, she's a liability.
Ooh, a liability. Mm-hmm. They like look into your past and see how fucked up it is.
Yeah, and I'm sure a lot of the housewives are like, no, if Kim D is one, then I'm going to quit.
Well, then it would be a big major fight between Kim D and Teresa, and everybody would watch that.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what it is already. She doesn't have to be. They don't have to pay her housewife wages.
Yeah, but if she's a housewife, then everyone would go nuts and watch that season like
She
crazy.
Does have a boner for their family. I think Melissa said that. Like, she's got a hard-on for our family. Like, she really... Why she's... Now, after Melissa, now... And Joe Gorgonzola, your favorite, and now she's after Teresa. I just wonder where their falling out happened because I don't remember their falling out.
Yeah.
But we did see flashbacks of Danielle at one of the posh fest shows when she got her hair pulled or weave pulled out.
Oh, yeah.
And that was by Jacqueline Lurita, who was a former housewife.
Jacqueline
Her daughter.
Lurita. Her daughter.
Yes.
That's loyalty there.
Loyalty.
With my mom, I'll pull your weave.
Exactly. So Kim D is just talking a hot mess. If you were in that situation,
she
you would
said
have said
specifically that Teresa was getting a little friendly with some old flames.
Yeah, and everyone's like, she's never dated anyone else but Joe.
Siggy's all like, no, that's not true. That's what Siggy was
saying. Siggy had to like scream. That's the difference between Siggy and Dolores. Dolores keeps her composure better than Siggy.
Yeah.
And
that's not true. What's true is I got pellets in my butt.
I got butt pellets. I got that ass pellets. So then we go to the dinner. We're done with the Kim D. The ladies are like, you can't say that about Teresa. We're moving on .org. And first we see Teresa and Melissa arrive at dinner.
Yep.
Everyone was very fashionable at
dinner. Yes, they were.
And they start talking, and it's so nice. And they bring up Milan, and Melissa and Margaret invite everyone, and it seems like it's going to be this happily ever after.
We did it. We're friends.
Mm-hmm. And then it's like, exactly, Tilly.
Right, Tilly?
Producer Tilly.
You're right. Then it's a cat fight.
It's a cat fight.
Because, well, I think Siggy and Dolores were doing the right thing of like, hey, this is what's going on, and this is what we did. But Teresa really took offense to what happened.
Well, I broke it down. I watched it a couple times here because I was like, why did Teresa throw that glass? You know, obviously for effect. She's known for throwing things, flipping tables,
she
and
likes
flipping out.
Being a very like physical with her anger.
Well, and it's also what people expect of her.
Oh, like
now.
Put some more stuff around her. She's going
to
throw it.
Ever since the table throwing incident, they want another one of those.
Got it. Like, if she went to a restaurant, people would be excited and like be like, I hope she throws that table. That would be great.
Yeah, I can be here for it. The big table throwing.
Yeah.
But what I think is that Teresa got very mad because they were explaining it. And at first she's like, all right, they're like, we stuck up for you. But then Dolores slipped up. And did a Freudian slip and said, if it's true. I mean, not if it's true, it's not true. And then Teresa's like, it's not effing true. And throws the glass.
Oh.
Because she's because I think there's truth to there. I mean, where there's smoke, there's fire. And there's a lot of smoke.
about this,
this
rumor.
Yes.
A lot of people are saying.
There's a lot of smoke that Joe and Teresa are not doing well.
They're in the outs.
And I wouldn't be surprised if Teresa's getting a little outside nookie and that's her business. And going to these clubs or whatever that people are saying they see her at. And cuddling up with some guy. It wouldn't surprise me.
Do you want to go to a club and cuddle up? It doesn't seem like a club is where you cuddle up.
Well, people cuddle up at clubs all the time.
Really?
Yeah.
I guess I'm an old guy.
Well, I mean, especially when you have money and famous, you get your own little area.
Got it.
You can get like little smoochies.
I feel like that would be a lot of yelling and that would be uncomfortable for me.
Yeah. But
are you having a good time?
I'm loving it. What?
Get near me.
What?
Get near me.
What?
Get near me.
Okay. That's how it is at the club. I don't know. It must be more fun for her because she can have her own private area, but clearly not too private because
people are watching and they're talking.
Stuff. But I think Dolores, part of her, as I watch Dolores defend Teresa, I think part of her is like, maybe. I think she is sticking up for Teresa, doing the right thing, but I think she hopes that Teresa gives up on Joe.
Do you think that they should have not walked then because Kim D was talking major trash?
Yeah, well, that was what we'll have to cover in the next episode, Chell.
No, do you because they said that they were still going to walk in this.
This is where they admitted that they were going to walk in the show. Yes, this is the first time they said they were walking.
Yeah, because they said they were going to go to the show before, mm-hmm. and then they're like, now we're going to walk. So do you think you should have backed out once Kim D was talking trash about your friend?
Again?
Here it is. Here's the scenario.
Do it.
I'm a stand-up comedian, right? I go hang out with some stand-up comedian that runs a show, a big show, right?
Right.
And all he does is talk trash about you. Right. And I go, hey, stop talking trash about my wife.
Uh-huh.
So then I come home and I'm like, guess who's talking trash about you?
Yep.
I'm going to do a show on Monday. He invited me to a show. Would you be mad, yes or no?
You're my husband. Yeah, I'd be mad.
Okay.
I'd be mad. But the difference is what I said before, is that Kim and Teresa go back and forth. Teresa was willing to throw Melissa under the bus for all that time and let Kim D run her mouth, and she didn't stick up for Melissa. But now since it's happening to Teresa, everyone's got to stick up for Teresa. That's the difference. If it was a guy, you're my husband, it's different. But if it's your friend.
But it's a friend. Okay. New scenario.
Okay.
I'm your friend.
Yeah.
Your friend Allison.
Okay.
Okay, I go hang out at this place.
Yep.
Girl's talking trash about you. Mm-hmm. She runs a big show. I come to you. I say, guess who's talking trash about you? But I'm going to do her show on Monday. Would you be mad?
I'd be happy Allison told me. I might be a little mad. But if I was someone who used to be in cahoots with this girl, and then Allison was friends with this.
But now you're out of cahoots.
Okay, but here's the thing. Dolores has been friends and Siggy have been friends with Kim D for as long as they've been friends with Teresa. So you have two friends that don't like each other. So now you have to pick a side. And it'd be very easy if Melissa was Teresa was never in cahoots with Kim D after her own sister-in-law. It'd be very easy to go, yes, cut and dry. But I can see where the water gets mucky now that it's like, just a couple seasons ago, you were hanging with Kim D while she was calling your brother trash and your sister-in-law a prostitution stripper. So why now? Because it's against you. It's almost Melissa's plight was secondary. Teresa will go, what's she saying about me? And my sister-in-law. It's like, you were there for that. You participated in that. You didn't stick up for Melissa. But now Dolores, who's not any relation to you, has to stick up for you. Does that make sense?
I mean, I think.
You think they shouldn't have walked?
No, I don't think they should have walked. Because, I mean, it was like, that's not true. And Kim D kept saying stuff.
I would say once next episode hits, I think they shouldn't have walked. Where we're at right now, I still think it's okay.
You're allowed to walk.
Yeah.
Got it.
But the big confrontation episode, which is the next episode, I think that's when they should have been like, you know what, Kim? This is just wrong. You're really pushing it. We got
to
go.
Weird to bring up, though, after they got invited to Milan.
Right.
By the way, yay, we're invited. Okay, just so you guys know.
No, that's the perfect time to bring it up so you can't be disinvited.
Got it.
That is the perfect. So that was the episode. The girls end up yelling. Margaret makes a Hitler comment and says, just because Hitler didn't kill me. What did she say?
Something. Doesn't make him a friend.
Yeah, Hitler wouldn't have killed me. That was a little dramatic, Margaret.
Proving a point. I get it.
I'm a Margaret fan, but that was a little dramatic.
I get it. I get what she was saying.
But I think Siggy's actually Jewish, so Well, just that.
Is she?
Yeah, she is. Yeah.
Oh, that's why she got it.
And I think that that's just, there's no need, Margaret. There's no need. You're not, just don't make Hitler comments. Okay?
I don't know. I got it. I thought it was a good comment in terms of like, oh, she's saying that just because someone doesn't hurt one group of people doesn't make them a good person.
Yeah.
That's what she was saying. She wasn't saying like, guess,
no, I get
guess
it.
I hate,
but it to
Jews now.
The only Jewish person on the show.
Yeah.
It just seemed weird.
Well, maybe isn't Margaret? Oh, I don't know.
She's not.
I don't know who is and who isn't.
Yeah.
I can't tell you that. Can I tell you that in mentioning Hitler at all in front of certain people is going to be super offensive?
Yeah. Of course. And especially,
but I
like,
think that it was more to prove a point rather than being like,
I don't think she did it intentionally, but it's those things where maybe she didn't think about it, but it's going to give Siggy another reason to
Give Siggy another reason.
Give me one more reason.
And then like after the end, after the girls left, I felt like Danielle was encouraging them to go Italian drive-by.
The real Danielle. Cause she's like, it's a real Italian shakedown.
Yeah.
And she knows about these because in 2009, there was this whole book written about all this illegal activity that she had been involved in and shaking people down and stuff
like
that.
She would shake people down?
Well, I think she was involved with a guy who was no good.
Oh.
And there was illegal activity and she's been arrested and things like that. So the real Danielle was popping up when Teresa said, we are going to that posh fest show and we're going to confront Kim D. And poor Melissa's like, we're going in Lion's Den. I don't want to. And then Teresa goes, you're my family and you're going to stick by me. Now, part of me smiled at that because just thinking of all those ladies coming together and going to confront Kim D kind of makes me happy.
Which we'll have to talk about on the next episode.
Exactly. But it was a little like, Teresa, this is not what you need to be doing. And Danielle, like you said, was pushing it.
Yeah.
She really wanted it to happen. So you see that this spunky Danielle is coming out and once she's got the numbers.
Got it.
But she's real silent when she doesn't. She waits until Dolores walks away to talk the trash. So, I don't know. So, they call themselves Charlie's Angels and then plus one. Margaret's the plus one. Poor Margaret.
I think, no, there's a blonde girl in Charlie's Angels. So,
but Danielle called her the plus one.
Got it.
She goes, we're Charlie's Angels. Plus one. Plus Margaret. Now, that was the episode. Who did you think was the best dressed this episode?
Margaret.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you like her hairpiece? And she was like, I put my hairpiece.
Yes. That was great.
I liked the little pot stirrer Danielle. I thought her dinner outfit was so, it was very Jersey and also very street style with her Gucci sweatshirt, with her leather jacket, with her red pants. I like how she got up and went to pick up the glass that Teresa just threw. Because,
that's an eBay item.
Who knows what she was going to do with it. Rating this one, 1 to 7 housewives, what would you rate this episode?
5. Higher than average.
You know what? I liked this episode. I'm going to give it a 6.
Cool.
I really liked it.
Awesome.
Yeah. So that was our episode. You guys, don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to us on iTunes.
Or follow us on social media, Married2Bravo, Married2Bravo at Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter.
It's so good to be back with you, Chell.
Thanks.
All right, you guys. We will talk to you next time.
I'm going to go podcast now.
You were going to go podcast
I didn't have a
cheat.
Joke.
You were going to bring up podcast cheating. All right. All right, you guys. And if you haven't already, check out our Southern correspondent, Jason Webb.
Featuring Al Pesci.
On the Atlanta breakdowns that we've been doing. Thanks for listening. Thanks, Producer Tilly. Thanks, Chell. Bye.
Bye.